My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for another episode and another chance to think more gratefully. Today's tip: look at something around you today from a different perspective. You may find a burst of happiness where you least expect it. Psychologists say that most of us go through a day having feelings and opinions on just about everything that happens. We think we're making reasoned decisions, but our reactions tend to be much more intuitive and off the cuff. None of us has the mental capacity to make independent judgments and evaluations on every single thing we experience in the course of a day. So we fall back on what are known as heuristics. The behavioral economist and Nobel Prize winner Daniel Kahneman says that a heuristic is our way of finding easy answers to difficult questions. Basically, a heuristic is a mental shortcut. Our brains, as I said, can't analyze every single aspect of every decision we make, so we try to make things simpler. In one common heuristic, for example, we compare a strange new situation we encounter to one we already know, and we figure that it's about the same. We don't always even consciously do this. Often it does work to make things better for us, but just as often that heuristic can backfire. Here's a great example of that. If you've ever traveled by subway in a major city, you know there are often people singing or playing music, hoping to collect some spare change from the people passing by as they rush to their trains. Your experience probably tells you that most of those musicians aren't very good. If you do drop a dollar in their hat, it's mostly out of charity. But what if that expectation makes you miss something wonderful? Some years ago, a young guy agreed to do a little experiment. He went into a Washington subway station wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and a baseball cap, and he spent 45 minutes or so playing six classical pieces on his violin. Like most subway musicians, he didn't get too much attention or really very much money. Thousands of people walked by, but most of them probably unwittingly used that heuristic that subway musicians aren't worth a great deal of attention. A few people did stop to listen, and he collected $32. Not bad, but also not terrific, especially given that in real life, he was Joshua Bell, one of the world's greatest violinists. Oh, and that violin he was playing in the subway? It was a $3.5 million Stradivarius. The point is pretty clear. If you don't have the right mindset, you can miss pleasures and amazing experiences that are right in front of you. We see and hear what we expect to see and hear. Philharmonic goers would easily shell out $100 or more for a ticket to one of Joshua Bell's concerts, but when presented with it at a subway, they just didn't notice. If you're all dressed up for a concert and sitting in a plush chair, you're more receptive to the music and more likely to ooh and ah than if you're rushing to your subway. Oftentimes, the pleasure we take in something comes from the pleasure we expect to take. Our mindset and the heuristics we use can lead us to make lots of mistakes and miss out on reasons to be happy and grateful. Another common shortcut or heuristic that our brains naturally use is to rely on what we've heard most recently or most frequently as a basis for making decisions or experiencing something. So, for example, if you ask most people about shark attacks, they'll say that they're pretty common. And why wouldn't we think that? Steven Spielberg's film Jaws was one of the highest-grossing movies of all time, and the Discovery Channel's Shark Week has been on television every year since 1988. It's the longest-running cable TV event in history. Some of the programming on Shark Week has actually been fictitious. The network called them mockumentaries or docu-fiction, but even those shows made a big impression, and people naturally think about them when they go for a swim in the ocean. It's much easier to remember the terrors of Shark Week or the movie Jaws than to analyze the facts, which say that shark attacks are exceedingly rare. Recent statistics show that in the United States, one person dies from a shark attack about every 2 years. We do need heuristics to get through the day, but don't let the quick judgments you make let you miss out on greater pleasures. Often, it does make sense to compare a new situation to one you've experienced before, but doing that can also make you miss out on the pleasures of enjoying the glorious violin music of Joshua Bell. Relying on what you've heard most recently or most frequently is, again, a common shortcut that our minds take. But if doing that is going to make you afraid of a swim in the ocean rather than grateful for the chance to enjoy the water and sunshine, it's really not helping to make you happier. So today, try to be aware of the shortcuts your mind is taking in making decisions. You may find that there are times you want to take a little longer in deciding how you feel about something. Use new information, a positive perspective, and your own ability to have a brighter mindset. It could keep you from missing out on many chances for gratitude and happiness. Thanks for joining me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on gratitude and how you find pleasure. You can reach me at the podcast link at www.gratitudediaries.com or the contact link at janicekaplan.com. Thanks and have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.